Fan 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Impeachment call over the Ukraine call. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It is time that Donald Trump be held accountable for his behavior.
Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris has her fellow Democrats in the House meet this afternoon to talk about the new controversy, President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader. He claims there was no pressure to investigate Joe Biden's son's business dealings or else they would not get military aid.
Now, when you see the call, if you see it, I hope you see it, frankly, you will find out that I did not do that at all. And you'll be very disappointed when you see it. It's really a disgrace.
Well, the president did delay that $400 million in aid days before the call. There is talk about possibly releasing the transcript and what started as a whistleblower's complaint.
A source familiar with the situation tells Fox News the whistleblower who filed the complaint did not have firsthand knowledge of the conversation between President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney. Democrats are demanding the acting director of national intelligence hand over the complaint. He'll testify at the House on Thursday. Later today, President Trump will give a speech at the U.N. General Assembly. Counselor Kellyanne Conway just told Fox.
I've seen it. It's very powerful. And he will, of course, no surprise, talk about China, talk about Iran.
There's even more Brexit drama today in Britain's divorce from the European Union. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, a damning defeat for Prime Minister Boris Johnson at Britain's Supreme Court. Judges ruling his suspending of Parliament here weeks before Brexit was unlawful.
The effect on the fundamentals of our democracy was extreme.
Supreme Court President Brenda Hale voiding the suspension, which had been in effect for the past 2 weeks, and Parliament is now set to reopen tomorrow. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn.
It demonstrates a contempt for democracy.
Saying Johnson should resign. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Things are going to get tougher for the Democrats running for president who are still low in the polls. The Democratic National Committee will put stricter rules to make the November debate stage. The threshold rises to at least 3% in 4 approved polls or 5% in 2 early state polls. They also need 165,000 donors to their campaigns. And so far, 11 candidates have qualified for October's debate. Tulsi Gabbard one poll away of at least 2% support from making the stage. Tonight, 2 of the 3 Republicans challenging President Trump will debate online.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh will square off in the first Republican debate of the campaign. The event, not sanctioned by the Republican Party, is being hosted by Business Insider Today and will be broadcast live on their Facebook page. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford will not attend. Neither will President Trump, who has called his challenger the Three Stooges. The debate comes as some state Republican parties cancel GOP primaries and caucuses. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
It's been a long time since they rock and rolled, but Led Zeppelin remains under a whole lot of scrutiny in court.
Members of an 11-judge panel challenged plaintiffs seeking a new trial in a copyright fight over Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. The judges in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco harshly critiqued the plaintiffs who are seeking a new trial in the lawsuit that alleges Zeppelin's mega-hit Stairway to Heaven was copied from the song Taurus by Spirit, released in 1968. Lawsuit brought by the estate of Randy Wolf lost at a trial in 2016, but a 3-judge Ninth Circuit panel ordered a new trial. That's when Led Zeppelin appealed to a larger group of judges. Michelle Polino. Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. On Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears beat Washington 31-15. The Redskins, one of seven NFL teams still winless, 0-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, our local news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Today is National Voter Registration Day. The Champaign County Clerk's Office will be registering voters at four locations. You can register all day at the Clerk's Office, at the Brookings Administration Center, or at the Parkland College Cafeteria from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., from 3 until 6 at the Douglas Branch Library, and from 2 until 4 at the Urbana Free Library. Police are searching for two suspects in connection to burglaries at a Champaign phone store. In all, the loss of merchandise was valued at more than $7,600. One incident occurred at the T-Mobile store at 2504 North Prospect Avenue C. On July 11th at about 1 a.m., a man allegedly smashed the front glass door of the store, went in, took numerous cell phones, and got away. The next day, a second burglary took place at the same T-Mobile store, and in that case, two men entered, looked at phones, and each left carrying a phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know when you are headed to work or a special event and you look around and no one is there to tell you if your shoes or your shirt look good? Don't have that panic feeling with your mortgage. We want to give you a second set of eyes to ensure you are getting the best of the best. Hi, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team, encouraging you to get a second opinion with us at INB.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
Well, let's check your weather, brought to you by the great Family Florist Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village of the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. I do want to stick a jab in for homecoming also and all the boutonnieres and wrist corsages that are needed. Good stuff for Blossom Basket Florist, so keep them in mind. I'm also trying to get my computer to work here on the floor.
Here's your weather. I got you. No worries. It's very easy to get weather anymore because it's on my phone. Beautiful morning. Temperature currently in Champaign-Urbana right at 56 degrees. We're looking today's high to go to about 80. Wednesday about 80. Thursday about 74. Friday, Saturday, chance of rain. Temperatures all the way for the next 10 days look to be in the 80s. Well, very, very nice weather across East Central Illinois. The Bears win last night fairly easily over Washington, 31-15. Chicago is 2-1. Late on the left side of the country, Phoenix, Arizona, the St. Louis Cardinals win again. Had to hold on, 9-7. They were up 6-2, then 6-5, then 7-5, then 9-5, then 9-7. Arizona, pretty good team. Cardinals hold on. The magic number is now 3. That means any combination of Cardinal victory and Milwaukee loss heading to 3 gives the Cardinals the Central Division Championship. And who'd have thunk it 2-3 months ago? Heck of a run for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cubbies play tonight. They've got to win. They've got to win the rest. And it begins in Pittsburgh, where they'll take on the Pirates. Chris Bryant could be out for the rest of the regular season, which is only 6 games. Scott Boras, his agent, said Major League Baseball has to do more for these slick bases. Bryce Harper got hurt earlier in the year. Chris Bryant was hurt stepping across the slick base and has, I think, a high ankle sprain. So the Cubs, Baez, Rizzo, now Bryant, hurt or not nearly 100%, which has certainly hurt him. And the buzz in Chicago and in Cub Nation, Joe Madden's not going to make it. What a shame. Best record in baseball, and the manager of Chicago Cubs expected to be fired if they don't somehow get in. All right, House Republicans in 2020, the retirements continue. What does it all mean? My Jersey boy, Donald P. Metzella, how are you?
I'm great. Always glad to hear from you.
Jersey boy, man. That's what you are. You're perfect Jersey. That's what you are. Okay.
Well, we do it the Jersey way. so will the Republicans, hopefully.
Okay, what's going on? How come all these Republicans are retiring? What does it say?
Well, as you often say, we're realigning the parties. We're changing the way American politics operates. And unfortunately, right now, there are some Republicans who feel out of step with the way the politics are being practiced in Washington. It's interesting. Side note, a lot of the retirees are people who are very traditionalists, who wanted across the aisle cooperation so that legislation got done. If you notice, we're not getting too much legislation passed in this Congress.
No.
It will be a do-nothing Congress, and this is weighing on them. But the more importantly, the GOP is trying to keep them and to recruit candidates to succeed them who appeal to, quite frankly, the beer track rather than the wine track.
Mm.
It's interesting. The Republicans have traditionally been the party of the elite. Now the Democrats are the party of the elite, and the Republicans are the party of the working man. Elizabeth Warren, according to the New York Times, has trouble getting working class people to vote for her and a lot of the Democratic candidates.
Hmm.
So we're seeing a realignment.
Well, and you see people like AOC in the far left. I mean, is that the new Democrat? I mean, wouldn't John Kennedy, president of the United States, the 34th president, wouldn't he be, he was the 35th president, wouldn't he be a Republican these days?
He'd certainly be closer to President Trump and the Republican Party than he would be to the new left,
yeah,
which is the Democratic Party.
Well,
I don't like to call them progressives. I call them the new left.
Yeah.
Because that's what they are. But I want to point out, there's an unpublished study. Since 1932, if a seat changes hands in Congress, the new congressperson has been reelected 91% of the time. So that's a daunting hurdle for the GOP. Can they win it? No, I don't think in this round they'll do it. But if President Trump runs against a new left, they stand a good chance to cut the margin.
Okay.
To regain control.
No, another Nancy Pelosi Congress, you're saying, for 2020. What about impeachment? That's all I'm hearing. Now that they've got this new thing to rail on, which again, to me is like, wait a minute. It doesn't seem equal when Barack Obama was talking to Medvedev about tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility. Nobody asked for transcripts to that. I mean, I just don't think what is outrage here is not outrage there. That's what's confusing.
Well, you know, it's impeachment of the day or the week. I don't think it'll go any place because quite frankly, I think the nation has gotten tired every time they turn around. You know, you can't reverse the last election. Trump won, but the Democrats have spent the last almost three years trying to reverse it.
Yeah.
Was Trump stupid? The headline today is that he held up military assistance to the Ukraine before his call. Is there a cause and effect? Did he want Biden
mm-hmm.
investigated, or did he want to have a whip hand to talk with the Ukrainians beforehand? Holding up the military, to me, was a smart move. Again, go back to President Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. You keep as many elements that you can in your hand before you go into a meeting. In this case, he can argue quite persuasively, in my view, that, all he did was hold it up so that the Ukrainians would be more amenable. They needed the assistance, and he was going to give it to them, but he wanted a price. And it wasn't just Biden. he wanted them to keep up the pressure against Russia. So, there's an awful lot to be said. And as you said before, Barack Obama did a lot more and got away with it because the media didn't.
Nobody asked a question. Donald, always a pleasure, my friend. Keep up the jerseyness.
And have a great day.
You too. I like him. I just like him. Donald P. Mantzella, Jersey Boy, New Jersey. Here we go. Sports headlines, and the St. Louis Cardinals get another step to winning the Center. Did you see the picture after they clinched in Chicago a playoff spot? There's no jumping up and down because that's not their goal.
Right.
So they were in the locker room, in the dugout, and wherever they were, and they held a glass of champagne up. They were toasting, but it was very civil.
Okay.
The jumping up and down and goggles and spraying all the champagne comes if they win the Central.
That's right.
So it was a cool picture as they go for the Central. Magic number 3 in a combination Cardinal win and Milwaukee loss. And the Cardinals are getting closer. They win again.
Yep, 6th straight win, actually. And Paul Goldschmidt back in Arizona. It all made for an interesting game with the Cardinals on top in the end, 9-7. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Chase Field, the Cardinals scored 2 in the first, 2 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th inning, and had to hold on to beat the Diamondbacks 9-7. But Ricky, in doing so, the Cardinals have won 90 games.
It wasn't an easy victory for the Cardinals. They needed a lot of offense. 4 home runs, including a 2-run shot by Paul Goldschmidt, who was celebrated last night in Arizona. Now the Cardinals have to keep pushing as the Brewers are still just 3.5 games back.
Adam Wainwright improved to 14-9, but it wasn't easy getting through the 5th inning.
He wasn't sharp. He just really lost it in the 5th. But good bullpen helped. The Cardinals bent a little bit in the 9th, but Martinez picked up the save.
And the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks by a final of 9-7. Game 2 in the series tonight, Jack Flaherty against Mike Leake on the air at 7:45.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
The other teams we're watching in East Central Illinois were off yesterday. Cubs and Pirates tonight, 6:05 start on US 105.9. That means the pregame at 5:30. Chicago White Sox will host Cleveland, and Milwaukee is in Cincinnati.
Yeah, go Reds.
Bears over Washington. Of course, Washington, not so much.
That's all right.
0-3 on the season.
On the road, Monday Night Football, yep. You'll take it.
31-15 was the final. 4 turnovers in the game. Mitchell Trubisky with 25 of 31 for 231 yards. Another trending story is the NCAA notice of allegations against University of Kansas with Bill Self involved in that. Lack of institutional control.
That's a bad one, yeah.
Is what the headline says here. But Bill Self's comment says, by the NCAA's own admission through its public statements earlier this summer, it's no secret that there is tremendous pressure on the NCAA to respond to the federal court proceedings involving college basketball. He goes on to say the narrative is based on innuendo, half-truths, misimpressions, mischaracterizations. I will strenuously defend myself and this program, but I respect the process and will not speak of the details of this case. So in any case, there's this great big deal on the table that they made with Adidas, and I'm sure that put the spotlight on the Jayhawks.
We'll have to see what unfolds. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into somebody's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Partly cloudy, up to 80, 61. Our low tonight. Could be some morning showers tomorrow, otherwise some clouds. Then partly cloudy, high 80, low 55 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a high 74, low 54. By next Tuesday, we'll be up to 90 again.
Wow.
Right now, the temperature is at 56. ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provida Financial Group. LLC.com. We are giving away a roof from Freedom Roofing today. Stand by. Retired police officer, the beneficiary. Don't go away.
From the Fox Business Network, auto dealer chain CarMax was selling more cars in the summer quarter. It was helped by used car sales. CarMax was also able to charge more. Volkswagen's chief executive and chairman and its former CEO are all facing criminal charges of market manipulation in Germany. Prosecutors say the executives knew about the diesel emissions scandal but delayed telling shareholders. BlackBerry, now a cybersecurity company, had a weaker than expected quarter. It's losing money, among other issues, and its stock is losing ground after the report was released. Samsung's Galaxy Fold is finally released to customers on Friday. The $2,000 phone unfolds to a more than 7-inch screen. It was pulled before its planned launch in April after reviewers reported screens could break. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Well, call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. Got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%? CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, most commercial cleaning equipment. Preventative maintenance with CMI keeps your commercial cleaning equipment performing at its peak. 359-6262 to schedule an appointment. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts, locally owned and operated. I know there are schools that cheat, and I know there's shenanigans going on all the time. That's just fact. It just happens. And some schools get pounded more than others. I think Illinois is a good example of that. If we cheat, we're going to get really, really hit. If North Carolina cheats, which they did, remember, Raymond Felton was the starting guard on the 2005 national championship team for North Carolina that beat Illinois in the national championship basketball game. He said all of them got into cars to drive to get the papers written for them. North Carolina, to my knowledge, got nothing out of all of that. So I don't understand why that's okay. And here Bill Self, who I call a friend, and I don't know what happened. I just believe at some of the higher echelon places, there's stuff going on, and I'm not even sure the coaches know.
That's right.
I think John Calipari has no idea how all these McDonald All-Americans come to Kentucky. Like 9 a year. He got trouble at UMass. He got trouble at Memphis. Derrick Rose did not take his own ACT. That's fact. It just kind of happens.
Well, bylaws of the NCAA rulebook says the coach is presumed to be responsible for the action of all staff,
yeah,
members who report directly or indirectly to the head coach. The head coach will be held accountable for violations of the program unless he or she can rebuke the presumption of responsibility.
Well, they're going to get 90 days at KU. I'm surprised it's Kansas because usually the elite guys don't get touched. Michigan and all the bag money and all the cheating they did for the Fab Five, I think every single one of them got paid. They made two national championship games in a row. They lost both times, but they sold a heck of a lot of jerseys. And they got hit late 90s after all of that. But here with Kansas, I don't know. Who knows? You know, this, all these, quote, amateur teams in the summer and all these open gyms where you pay $50 to get in or $20 or whatever it is. You know how much cash is changing hands? It's silly to presume that a whole lot of cheating isn't going on. I mean, a whole lot.
Well, you mentioned the sneaker company, and the Jayhawks are the company's flagship program with this 14-year, $196 million apparel and sponsorship extension in April when they lock that in.
All I know is that in 1990, following a 17-month investigation by the NCAA, they came out and said, after 17 months, we can't prove that all of this happened, but it doesn't mean it didn't.
That's right.
And we got hit with institutional control and lost a scholarship. And that's when Stevie J wrote his brief bestseller, The NCAA Joke Book, which I still have copies of. I might have to send to Lawrence, Kansas.
There you go.
After all of this, it was so unfair. Everybody was guilty, and they were the man, and it just was very frustrating. If you're old enough to remember that, it was really, really nasty and felt very unfair. And it's not, we talk about equal justice under the law. It's not the same in the NCAA either. It depends who you are and the kind of power you wield, and then how your campus is. No offense, Illinois has people on campus that would turn our butt in a second. In North Carolina, they're all in. All the academics are flipping burgers at the football game. Everybody is on the page. We are an academic institution first. I think there's some deep core resentment as to what Brett Underwood and Lovie Smith make. I think there's no question about that, but that's just, I think it's good that we're focused on academics. But if you want to play in the big pool, you got to play the big game. Hopefully, no cheating's going on here, I hope. Who knows? Sometimes stuff happens and you don't even know about it. Sometimes the booster's trying to help, right?
That's right.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with Bill Self in Kansas. Certainly a story we're interested in here. Okay, coming up, I'm going to read the winning letter for a retired police officer that will win a free roof from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump denies tying military aid to Ukraine to his request that Joe Biden and his son's ties to a Ukrainian energy company be investigated there. Fox confirms the president ordered aid to be withheld before a phone call with Ukraine's new president. Somebody in the intelligence community red flagged a promise President Trump made during that call, and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says we need to know what that was.
By law, a whistleblower complaint labeled in this way must be transmitted to Congress, not shall be transmitted to Congress, must be.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says people are once again jumping to conclusions.
The presumptive negativity that is always trying to cloud this presidency and get in his way.
She was on Fox and Friends. President Trump addresses the United Nations General Assembly this morning around 10:15 Eastern time. Then he'll meet with the leaders of the UK, India, and Iraq today. America's listening to Fox News.
Am I not hearing any more about the what I thought was quite a bombshell story yesterday, that the whistleblower didn't even hear the phone call?
Right. It was hearsay.
Secondhand. Oh, really? I can get somebody to say we're going to impeach the president because of what I heard? I was stunned by that.
Right.
I thought the whistleblower had headsets on listening to the whole thing, taking notes. It was secondhand.
Right.
How does this work? Here's how it works at Honda BMW. A weird transition. You can go in and buy a vehicle pre-owned. Dale had a, what did he have, I hear? I haven't talked to him about maybe a new station vehicle for us.
Oh, good.
But we're working on that.
That's the key, is talking with these guys and explaining kind of your needs. And they'll find something and plug it in.
Say, here's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
And if you wanted that convertible Audi for $7,500.
I know it.
They've got that. But they have, of course, the best Hondas. They have all the lines. They have hundreds of vehicles in stock there. Neil and Burwash in Savoy, the BMW side. If you've never test driven a BMW, you will discover it is a different machine. And if you look at the lease programs, you just might be okay. Some of those numbers are reachable. Check it out. Honda BMW, they're an award-winning dealership. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois lawmakers are set to consider a ban on most flavored vaping products. Democratic State Rep Deb Conroy is sponsoring legislation that would ban all vaping flavors except menthol. WGN says Governor J.B. Pritzker says he supports banning flavored vaping products. Police are searching for two suspects in connection to burglaries at a Champagne phone store. In all, the loss of merchandise was valued at more than $7,600. One incident occurred at the T-Mobile store at 2504 North Prospect Avenue C. On July 11th at about 1 a.m., a man allegedly smashed the front glass door of the store, went in, took numerous cell phones, and got away. The next day, a second burglary took place at the same T-Mobile store, and in that case, two men entered, looked at phones, and each left carrying a phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Join Addie's Bar.
You are Community Credit Union for campus and community.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, looking good for today. We've got partly cloudy conditions. and a high of 80 expected. 60 our low tonight. Up to 80 with some morning clouds, slight chance of showers, down to 55 on Wednesday evening. 74 the high on Thursday with partly cloudy conditions. Shower chances Friday through Sunday, highs around 80 expected. Right now the temperature's at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is 7:36 in Champaign-Urbana on ESPN 93.5. Listen to this to understand what I'm about to do.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
So that's what we've been doing for the last 30 to 60 days is soliciting some nominations. And we've got wonderful nominations and very, very difficult to choose because all retired police, in my opinion, very deserving. But this is our winner, and I'm going to read the letter, and then we're going to attempt to call this retired police officer. Thanks to Kurt Kaiser at Freedom Roofing. This is a locally owned roofing company. They're really good people. Kurt's a good man. In fact, So darn good, he's helping the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, and he's participating in Dancing with the Stars. And I think I'm going to suggest that he sell his business and become a professional dancer.
Well, There you go.
I heard he's good.
I know he went to the high school of St. Thomas More with my niece, Leah Ducey. So.
He's a good man, and he truly does authentically, absolutely behind our police. And I really, really appreciate Freedom Roofing being such an advocate and out there. He said, hey, I want to give away a free roof, and we want to do it for the police. So we've chosen a retired police officer. We talked about the whole gamut of police, but then it gets awkward from, are you paying them off?
Right.
And they're restricted on what they can receive.
Sure.
So we picked a retired police officer. And our winner is Gary. Gary served in the Champaign Police Department for 25 years, was forced to retire due to a shoulder disability that happened due to a suspect resisting arrest.
Hmm.
We don't think about the wrestling and all the physicalness of that job. Being the son of a nurse and an Illinois State Trooper, later Secret Service officer, public service and helping your community weren't an option. They were the backbone of the family and everything else came after. Gary eventually raised 5 children. It's obvious that these principles became the lifeblood of his own family, giving first, second, and third. Giving was his mantra. Obviously, being a police officer doesn't quite provide the same benefits as an executive. So raising 5 kids, we learned pretty quickly, money didn't grow on trees, end quote. Instead of watching cartoons on Saturday mornings, he was waking us up early to go help one of the neighbors cut down a tree, replace a mailbox, fix their roof, or whatever the project was that day. For a few years, you start to rationalize why he did so much even after helping people all day at work. And we figured it was for a little extra cash to help out. But as time went by, we quickly learned that whatever they paid him, he would always give half of it right back.
Huh.
When he was forced to retire from the job he loved so dearly, we knew it hurt him inside. But we also knew now we'd have time to do a million other things for everyone else to keep him busy and fulfilled. After sending all 5 kids to college, paying for weddings, becoming a grandfather, we all assumed maybe now he'd finally be able to relax and fully retire. But year after year, he kept pushing it. One evening after helping him on his roof, I vividly remember telling my wife, the day he doesn't climb the ladder to fix his own roof, the day he dies. Soon after that, coincidentally, we ended up having our own roof replaced by Freedom Roofing. It was hard to tell my dad I had somebody else to do the work, but when I did, he said he wanted an estimate because he couldn't get up there anymore.
I see.
Inside, it was crushing. This was my Superman. This was a lot of people's Superman. Can't was what the rest of the world used as an excuse. I knew at the time he probably could afford it, but paying somebody else was admitting he couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Since that day, it feels like he's aged a little more, forced into disability, recent health issues, his kids spread throughout the country, now having his best attribute limited. It seemed like the days were getting tougher. But last week, his only daughter, the youngest of 5 kids, followed in his footsteps, was sworn in as a police officer right here in Champaign.
Nice.
And I could tell that brought back some of the light, and everything had come around full circle to him. Having dedicated his life to his town, his family, and his neighbors his entire life, winning a free roof, someone else had acknowledged him for, well, he couldn't say no to that. Our winner, retired officer Gary Eaton, Champaign Police. Let us see if we can find Gary.
I know a lot of Eatons.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this retired officer Gary Eaton?
This is retired officer Gary Eaton.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the radio with Gary Eaton, Champaign Police Department, retired. Sir, we really appreciate all you have done. This is Stevie J and Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5 Live. And I just wanted to let you know you were nominated to win a free roof from Freedom Roofing. And I don't know who submitted this letter, Gary, but it is heartfelt. I presume it's one of your five children. You put five kids through college, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. That's a bunch. How did you
That's why I'm in poverty and need a new roof.
There you go.
How did you do that, Gary? You did it with love and you did it with service. When you woke them up early Saturday mornings, as the letter indicated, why did you do that?
Oh, hey, just to get them up and going.
But you've always wanted to give to others. When people tried to pay you, you'd give half the money back. I mean, you are, your heart has to be enormous. I mean, you're all about helping others, Gary. Come on, man.
Well, I don't know. It just makes me feel good.
What did you love about policing?
Well, I just loved interacting with the public and, you know, meeting all the great people out there in the community and, you know, we're working with all the fine officers I worked with. It was great.
Well, Gary Eaton, I'm proud to award you a free roof for your home here in Champaign from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser. Congratulations. You deserve it, my friend.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Finally. Somebody is giving back to you, and you're man enough to take it, because a lot of guys like you wouldn't want it, but it's so nice to be able to actually receive, because you've given all your life, Gary.
Well, you know, I was actually trying to think of who else might need that worse than me.
That would be very typical of a man like you, Gary.
Service above self.
Yeah, you are a selfless individual. Gary, thank you for serving your community. Thank you for who you are and all the trees you cut down, all the roofs you helped, all the things you did. Your body probably feels like Mike Ditka in the morning, a little beat up, but you've done a lot of good, and I want you to keep it going. And we'll be in touch about all the logistics. Get you a new roof, my friend.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, sir. Thanks for your service, and thanks for being you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Retired Officer Gary Eaton, our winner of the free roof from Freedom Roofing.
All right. Good job.
ESPN 93.5. What'd he say? I'm trying to think of others that might need it worse than me.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what you got. Wow. All right, quarter till, ESPN. Thank you again to Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty nice gesture. And he brought it. Kurt brought it to me. He said, can I do that? And I said, yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll cover our sports in a moment. Then we're talking peak flea season. Dr. Todd Likens coming up, the Pet Pro. It is Tuesday.
That's right.
So if you would like to ask a dog or cat question, 359-2255. We're getting to the later years of our two white goldens, and it's getting harder.
Yeah.
Bella can hardly get off the floor, which is brutal. So, you know, if you have owned dogs, you know what that's like at the tail end of life. It's I don't think it's tail end yet, but it's tough. Why did we get two dogs the same age? Dang it. Anyway, both are 10, almost 11. Big. Never missed a meal, particularly Charlie.
That's right.
Sports next.
Music all over the house.
Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, sports headlines. Cardinals win, and they got four home runs last night, Diane.
Yep, 9-7 was the final. Let's hear what the homer sounded like.
He hit safely in five straight, going 9 for 19.
From the stretch, even with a bag at third, Jake Lamb, the pitch. A swing and a long fly ball. Deep left center field, and it's a goner. Tommy Edmond with his 11th home run of the year, putting the Cardinals on the board here in Phoenix.
And let's hope that Goldschmidt has a good look at this pitch. He's ahead in the count 2-1, and here it comes. And that ball's hit deep to right center field. Backing up is the right fielder to the track, to the wall. Big fly, Paul Goldschmidt.
The pitch by Young, a swing and a long one for Molina. That's long gone in left center field. A two-run homer for Yadier, a three RBI night. And the Cardinals lead 6-2.
Next pitch to Bader is ripped down the left field line. Is it out of here? You bet it is.
Yeah, Harry Bader on the fourth home run. But, yeah, Cardinals hold on to win.
And everybody else back in action today. The Cubs are at Pittsburgh. Milwaukee is in Cincinnati. Chicago White Sox will host Cleveland. Bears win 31-15 over Washington. Four turnovers in the game. Mitchell Trubisky looked pretty good. 25 of 31, 231 yards. Another thing that came down the pipe yesterday, NCAA's notice of allegations, lack of institutional control. University of Kansas, Bill Self, at the age of 56, involved in this. A text came in to 359-2255 as we were talking about this. Jason said, reminder, Stevie,
yeah.
Auburn is in this, so your good friend Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, he's been slippery for a long time. Mr. Pearl,
exactly.
What got us in trouble with Deion Thomas as an assistant at Iowa, taped Deion. So, yeah, Bruce Pearl's been around a long time. So, yeah, it was this federal wiretap thing. There's stuff on tape. The head coach at Arizona, I know, was right directly talking stuff. So we'll have to just let it play out and let Kansas defend themselves. Mm-hmm. I am a friend of Bill Self, and I do really like him. And I think that there in the NCAA there is so much going on that we'd probably be shocked to know. It's been going on a long time for the elite programs. I just don't think there's any question. It's very sophisticated now.
It's in the end, yeah. How much did the coaches know?
Well,
Harriet also texted in from Muhammad. Did you guys see this article with all this talk about firing Joe? This was the Sun Times. It makes a lot of sense.
Joe Mann's not going to make it. He's not going to make it unless the Cubs win and somehow get in. But you're telling me they're going to get in without Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, and an unhealthy Anthony Rizzo? I mean, you lost the best hitters you had. I mean, I don't think this is Joe Maddon's fault. I think he's a great manager, best record in baseball last 5 years. But sometimes you just make a change. And I think Theo had this in mind a year ago. So now he gets his wish. Good luck to you. See if you can do better in the next five, but I doubt it. Does estate planning seem too complicated? The experienced team of financial advisors at Busey Wealth Management can help you navigate through the process with ease. Estate planning is an often overlooked element of financial wellness. It's estimated over half of Americans, 56%, do not have an updated estate plan. You shouldn't delay this. Create your plan today. Identify assets. You don't want them figuring it out what they think you thought. Make your wishes known permanently. Be open and honest. Adapt the plan over time. Establish a timeless legacy. And consult the professionals at Busey Wealth Management. You'll get peace of mind knowing everything is exactly what you want. Speak with our team of experienced financial advisors today, 800-67-BUSEY, or visit Busey.com. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Ask the Vet, Dr. Todd Likens. You have a question? 359-2255 to text it in. That'll be next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to
find the delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice baked potato. The Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
Ribeye is the best. We're the one, the great one steak place.
7:53, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Muhammad. How are you, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good today. How are you guys?
Yeah, I got the painkillers in Bella.
Yeah, did it help?
I think it helped. I mean, why did you let me get two dogs, both 10 and 11 years old? Dang it, it's so hard. How do you do this? You lose dogs, and it just got it. You guys
well,
go through that
I've,
more
I'm
than
I'm in the
I
same
do.
Boat. I've lost three of my babies this year due to old age. And it's not easy. It never is easy. But, a lot of people will get one dog, and that's what we recommend for babies. They get one and they train it, so they get them bonded with them, and then they add a second dog when the other dog gets older to help keep the older dog young.
Well, it's Charlie was in a situation where I...
Yeah, he was in a bad situation.
But you know what? And no regrets. It just, I've never had two old at the same time, and it's so hard. This part of life is so hard for dogs, and it's so hard on us because we love
them. It's tough on the owners, too. I just tell people, you just kind of hang with them and watch them, and when the time comes, you'll know it's time.
I just can't.
I know.
Okay. We're peak flea season, are we not?
Yeah, we've had all summer for the fleas to reproduce and get their numbers way high. I mean, when you think about one flea going 100,000 over a month, just imagine what's going on out there. And now that it's getting a little colder, the fleas are saying, hey, I found a warm body. I'm going right into the house. So we see a lot more flea stuff coming into the house.
Well, you got new ways to get them, right?
Yeah, the oral stuff has become the most popular, most effective, and you know we've got stuff that'll even last up to 3 months. So you get one pill and you don't have to worry about it. You know, in the old days I used to send you home with one or two shopping bags full of stuff to kill fleas. Now it's just here's a little pill, and a lot easier.
That's awesome. And did you say one flea produces what?
It's huge dynamics. I think it's 100,000 a month.
What?
So
wow.
It's incredible numbers.
What in the world? You have no chance at that number. Come on.
No, you don't win. You think about the squirrels and the raccoons.
Oh.
And everything going through your yard is just seeding your yard down. So when your dog goes out, it's like, oh, here's a free ride.
And they could dunk, man. They got verticals like crazy, those
fleas. Oh, incredible. Oh. I mean, I'm surprised Underwood hasn't recruited a flea.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we can get that remedied. You can do the Walterize like we did yesterday, and it's $20. What a deal.
Yeah, how'd they look? I thought they looked great.
Oh, they look great. I mean, we love the fluffy puppies when they come home from Walter getting all cleaned up, and they smell great. And it's awesome. And $20, Todd, that's so inexpensive.
Yeah, we love doing it. You know, I got great people. They're good workers. They can turn them out.
I tell you, it's Walter is a good man, and he works really hard over there.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Now, you guys, talking about a trip coming up, a lot of people are starting to think about the holidays right now, Dr. Todd.
Yeah, that's one of the subjects I was thinking about, too. You mean it's not get your reservations at the boarding place because they're going to fill. And, if you want pet sitters to come to your house, make sure they're available because it's good to have things lined out. And then from my side, make sure your vaccines are current because nothing beats that last-minute rush and having to stop here as you're racing to the boarding facility.
Well, we appreciate all you're doing. Where can people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Well, just stop by. We're at Kirby and Madison by the police station, Muhammad, but 355 Pets or petpro.biz, petprovet@gmail.com. So a lot of different ways.
All right, my friend. You keep up your good work.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Talk to you soon. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby Champagne, next to the police station in Muhammad. Okay, we're going to break for the news. Congratulations again, retired police officer Gary Eaton. He won a free roof from Freedom Roofing.
Yes, he did.
Because of his service. And Freedom Roofing certainly appreciates our police and law enforcement and standing up to say, this is how much.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate Kurt stepping out and doing a free roof for retired police officer Gary Eaton, retired Champagne. News will be next.
Tonight.